This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Coming to you from the former United States of America, deep in the heart of Texas, it's Alex Jones.
I hear people talking bad about the way we have to live here in this country.
That's their free speech.
On wars,
so they try to have those of us that stand against them arrested. Well, they're definitely on the fighting side of me now.
I don't mind them switching sides and standing up for things they believe in.
But don't try to shut up my free
when
speech.
When they're running down my country, man, they're walking on the fighting side.
That's right. America's coming back from the dead.
Yeah, walking on
you just joined
the
us. I want to get back into this report. And again, notice in WikiLeaks they talk about the seventh floor at the State Department and how it's a shadow government that is running things. And we did a search on this. I remember when it came out in October, CNBC did one piece, and we have the only other piece on the Internet we can find. FBI files on Hillary's email reveal. Shadow government was in charge of her investigation. They call it the seventh floor or shadow government or deep state. All terms I've been using for 22 years because it was in the congressional literature from the 70s when the Frank Church Committee discovered it in the Senate. And they found all the different COG plans that I'll cover in the next segment and then take your phone calls about how they're planning COG takeover. And now they're in Atlantic Monthly, the most elite publication on the left side of the globalist. They've got the Republican elite going along with them, saying it's now time to move forward with COG and the removal of President Trump. Now, they don't call for the violent overthrow, but believe me, they're not going to get away with it unless he's dead. And remember, I'm the guy that told you about this first in exact detail and exactly how they'd roll it out and exactly why they do it. Now, why do you think the George Soros, globalist, Democratic Party-run Media Matter spends more time on me now than they do on Trump a lot of days? Because I've got their number. I've got them up one side and down the other. I know exactly who they are. I know exactly how to beat them. And they know I cannot be intimidated. And I'm just here. I will go on to the end, whatever the cost will be, exposing it. So good luck with your new world order that's falling apart. Y'all know when to surrender and just let us stabilize things and have prosperity. And Goldman Sachs just made its biggest profit ever because Trump actually tried to just turn the economy back on. He was going to leave the elites alone. You just cannot make everybody poor and shoot us up with cancer viruses anymore. Sorry. It's over. And create a race war in America, you dirtbags. Now let's go back to this clip of me on television and radio, January 18th, getting into COG. Here it is.
Now, I don't want to sit here on the show every segment and say, see, I told you so over and over again, but I've warned everybody if they were going to try to take the president out, they would use COG. And when we come back from break, we have CNN reports and others licking their lips, promoting the idea, normalizing the idea that if Trump gets assassinated or if Trump gets removed because he's a Ruski agent, Obama will appoint the new president. So they're selling that idea right now. And it's very interesting that you're seeing a bunch of Democrats not show up to this, and you're seeing John Kerry not show up. If a nuclear weapon goes off, big one, small one, so-called improvised, one cooked up by jihadis, if a nuke goes off, you can 100% know it was the criminal elements that have infiltrated the deep state, the shadow government. We set up a shadow government after the atomic bomb was created under mutually assured destruction, or under, really, the Mexican standoff that nuclear weapons created, where that if the government got knocked out in a sneak attack, there would be a backup emergency government to reconstitute the republic. The problem is anything like that can always be used to take the government over. An example is Operation Valkyrie, using the Valkyrie system that Hitler set up for COG to use it against him. And I'm not saying Hitler's good. The point is you can see how this could be used here, either for good or bad. This is how they will go at him. It was declassified back in the 80s. That some people looked at overthrowing Reagan using COG. So we know that COG's been looked at as the prime way to overthrow a president.
By the way, Rob Duke found three of the clips of mainstream media pretty much admitting that. I'm going to get to that when we come back, and then I'm going to open the phones up and get into all the other news. But, of course, the Secret Service had the laptop has been stolen conveniently out of the car, and the codes and everything else, or the floor plans of Trump Tower. I mean, this is bad, folks. President Trump needs to be in an armored military base from this point on. He needs to just be honest about it.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business, call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Attention homeowners, if you're buying a new home or refinancing your present one and you haven't locked in a low, low rate from Guaranteed Rate, don't miss out. Visit rate.com today. The Fed recently decided to increase interest rates, but this increase isn't likely to be the last. They have three interest rate increases penciled in for 2017. So if you want to potentially save thousands of dollars, visit rate.com and lock in your low, low rate with Guaranteed Rate today. Type RATE.com directly into your address bar to find and lock in the perfect loan for you at a low, low rate. You'll be surprised by just how much money you could save. Don't wait for the Fed to raise rates again. Go to rate.com now to lock in your low, low rate with Guaranteed Rate. Don't wait. Go to rate.com today. Terms and conditions apply. Not all applicants will be approved for financing. Call 1-888-672-1234 for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states and the District of Columbia. NMLS ID 2611.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
That is both reassuring and scary at the same time. This morning we learned that the vice president wasn't the only one sent to an undisclosed location on September 11th, that an entire backup government was and is still there and may be there for as long as anyone now at least can imagine. Reassuring on the one hand that the government is planning for the worst, and scary, of course, that it has to. Back to our senior White House correspondent, John King, who worked the story for us.
Traveling in Iowa, the president for the first time discussed a secret ongoing operation designed to keep the federal government running if Washington is paralyzed by a terrorist strike.
I still take the threats that we receive from Al-Qaeda killers and terrorists very seriously.
The operation was first reported by the Washington Post and confirmed to CNN by several administration officials. The shadow or bunker government involves roughly 100 senior staffers from every cabinet department and major government agency. Operates primarily out of two secret bunkers in the eastern United States. And is charged with running the executive branch if communication with Washington is severed.
My administration has an obligation to the American people to put measures in place that should somebody be successful in an attack in Washington, D.C., there's an ongoing government.
The secret plan took shape in the minutes and hours after the September 11th strikes as Mr. Bush took a cautious route back to Washington. The so-called continuity of government plan was discussed during a National Security Council meeting Mr. Bush led from a military command and control bunker in Nebraska. At another bunker, this one deep beneath the White House, Vice President Dick Cheney and other top officials implemented plans that date back to the Cold War threat of a nuclear strike. In this case, sources say one concern was the possibility Osama bin Laden's al-Qaeda network might have a crude nuclear device. Senior officials say the bunker government will remain in place for the foreseeable future because of a continued terrorist threat. But officials are reluctant to offer many details.
All right.
So you don't want the bad guys to know where you're putting your people, what your plans are.
Mr. Cheney himself went into seclusion for a stretch once Mr. Bush made it back to Washington on September 11th.
And now, nearly 6 months later, administration officials are scrambling to get more telephone lines and high-tech computers into these secret bunkers. And at least one member of the Bush cabinet is being kept out of Washington at all times under heavy security, just in case this so-called shadow government is activated and needs a leader. John King, CNN, the White House.
Now, I came into this hour with that clip, and I've got a whole bunch of them here, because I've studied how the globalists operate, and they had congressional hearings in the 70s and 80s admitting that there had been some in the Pentagon who wanted to use COG to overthrow Ronald Reagan, to overthrow the president. And then you wonder how you have all these bureaucracies that Obama put in before he left, admitting they were meant to block Trump. And you wonder why he can't get anything done and why he can't get anybody appointed even one or two levels below the first level, is because the shadow government is in open insurrection with the opposition party, that's MSM, that itself is bought and paid for by these big multinational corporations. So it's the bureaucracy, the shadow government, the Republican leadership, the Democrats, the dumbed-down masses that are on the government payroll, chicken feed, the communist Chinese, the EU, all weighing in saying, we'll get America back online. And the big telecoms, the big internet companies saying, we'll censor talk radio, we'll censor Alex Jones, we'll censor him off Google, we'll kick him off YouTube. George Soros run Media Matters calling for that, launching a nationwide campaign to have me removed or have our monetization removed. That's the latest campaign today. And I'm attacked by every single scumbag organization attacking our president because they tried to drive the stock market down with naked shorts the last 12 days. I guess it was 8 business days. Guess what? On the 9th day, the stock market went back up 140-something points last time I checked the Dow Jones Industrial Average. Same thing with the NASDAQ, Standard & Poor's, you name it. It's 144 points right now. And again, that's an indicator of the confidence of the American people. They're trying to say, oh, he failed at health care. The economy's dead. We won't get rid of Obamacare, which is designed to kill the economy. And so if that's going to stay, the stock market freaks out because America might be shut down like the globalist plan. But Trump is in there saying, I never said do this or it was dead. I'm in on this vote. Now we're going to go back to the Freedom Caucus and see what we can get. Took Obama almost 3 years to get his pass. Trump didn't do this. He's trying to remove what Obama and the globalists did, but the media turns reality upside down and says, headline, Obamacare is now Trump's problem. Really? Oh, and the Republican leadership says, we better work with the Democrats, sir. Oh, and make something even worse. From the very people that did it to begin with, he's surrounded by the Republican establishment, his biggest threat, total moles, the COG, that Obama ordered as a stay-behind network to block the president, as they built opposition ahead of removing him politically or killing him, the MSM-controlled foreign corporate press, the communist Chinese and foreign governments, the EU, every foreign government's against us but the Japanese, the UK, and the Russians. And Russia's sitting here knowing our government is in a civil war with all these weapons, even though Trump hasn't ordered it, still being rolled up on the border. And they're like, he's like, what are you doing? They said, you're not a Russian, are you, sir? NATO is doing that with our troops. Well, I'm the commander-in-chief. Well, sir, not under NATO agreements. They actually command those forces. Well, screw that. Sir, the Russians might get us. Oh, really? The Russians can barely keep their country afloat. They're going to get us? While the communist Chinese, every one of my advisors tell me, is running our country and buying Hollywood, all six production companies. I was the first a decade ago to tell you China was buying up Hollywood, because I would go out there sometimes. They're like, oh, yeah. Oh, the Chinese won't like that. And I'd be like, who? The Politburo, the Central Committee. I like, really? Oh, yeah. They're big investors on everything now. They're like, just watch. That's why a lot of films now will, you know, have some propaganda about China, and now you see it everywhere. From the new Star Wars movie, Rogue One, has like Chinese characters that say stuff in Chinese on it. I mean, what the hell? In a galaxy far, far away or whatever, a long time ago? I mean, it's just every movie you go see. Our rocket booster doesn't work. The Chinese come with red flags and save it. I mean, we are a joke, folks. We're so captured. The communist Chinese don't just have the Panama Canal. They're now kicking U.S. companies out and buying up the country. That was in the news 2 days ago. We are in desperate straits, but if we admit we're in desperate straits, if we admit there's tyranny, like Thomas Jefferson said, it will dissipate like phantoms at dawn. But remember, Spicer, Trump came out and talked about shadow government ignoring his orders and how the deep state was doing all this, and they were like, man, they're crazy. I mean, this is weird. They're like, what's going on here? Spicer is agreeing with the president and losing credibility. They said that he backs the president's statements on deep state. Spicer, there's no question deep state at work in government. Breitbart. And all over the national news are like, ah, did you hear it? There's something called the deep state. I mean, and then all the trendies like, Daddy, yeah. Meanwhile, the most prestigious elite publication says, COG's in place. It's time to remove the president. And if you resist, you know what to do with a Ruski. And you see John McCain pointed to Senator. You don't want war in Montenegro? You don't want to send in NATO into Montenegro? A tiny little enclave in the Balkans? After the Russians already said in Serbia, after our government let Albania Muslims take over a third of Serbia and just murder everybody, and our media said it was the Serbs? The Russians have said, you go to Montenegro, we're going to roll in with force. And McCain's like, wonderful, let's start a war. That'd be like saying NATO is going to come into South Texas because somebody's been mean to Mexicans or something. It's the equivalent of that. Well, we heard there's reports that Russians are meddling in the Montenegro affairs, where it's like half the population or more says they're Russian. It's like Nigel Farage is under criminal investigation by the EU and the UK government for saying Sweden's the rape capital of the world because of Muslims, when if you go to the international statistics, they're the rape capital of the world, and 80%+ is Muslims doing it. Swedish men are completely, from Vikings to betas, they've been totally Stockholmed, I guess Sweden's where the term comes from, Stockholm syndrome into that, and then they're looking at, they've already indicted Le Pen for saying similar things. She's the front runner for president in France. You can't say that bluebirds are blue or that Mustangs are made by Chevy. I mean, folks, this is the tyranny garbage that we're dealing with. And then meanwhile, we ought to show those statistics again. The crew pulled it up. They are the rape capital of the world. There's your headline. I mean, look, here's the deal, ladies and gentlemen. They said Sean Spicer's crazy. You can look it up. Trump ridiculed for talking about existence of deep space or deep state. Yeah, they'll probably say space doesn't exist either. I mean, here they are saying do it, And I told you this is the way they do it, because this is what they cooked up before. And now this rogue, out of control, dirty, evil, pedophile packed group. Think they're going to kill our president. They're suggesting military coups in the Washington Post. Three ways to get rid of the president. For public affairs, the Washington Post. And it's openly, she now works for the George Soros Open Society and issued the paper through the New American Foundation. Who can make that up? So the real headline is George Soros' mouthpiece calls for military coup. George Soros calls for military coup. And I'm a historian who, just a lay historian that studied all this, and I'm watching the exact thing happen right now. And I'm asking you, what do we do about it? I'm asking the listeners, what do we do about it? When we're assaulted by an enemy media that did a 60 Minutes piece saying Hillary Clinton didn't fall down completely and that it was pneumonia, when everybody knows you keep playing the clip, she falls completely down her face. That's how dumb they think you are. They literally think you're an idiot. And they play all these games. I clarify about Pizzagate that I think from my sources focusing on that pizza place instead of all the other reports of confirmed Jerry Epstein and Hillary trying to cover up for child traffickers that were smuggling hundreds of Haitian kids out that were disappearing, and all the admitted pedophiles, information and law enforcement saying that we're going to go after Wiener for child porn, the 15-year-old, on our show before it was ever in the New York Daily News. But here's what's crazy. It's nowhere else but a few newspapers. It's like they arrest 774 people with 29 kids in bondage, in cages. KTLA, one report. Where are the hundreds of reports every day following it? Who are the kids? What happened? Where are the hero police officers that investigated it? There's another with 184. I mentioned all these legislators and people getting busted. I just covered that earlier. But it's on local news and then nowhere else. And then I say to the audience, the Democratic Party, bigwigs, the big dogs, I know from internal information, want to make the whole fight about a pizza place instead of all the other stuff. And when we'd be dumb to sit there and do it on their terms, and who the media picked up in all the online rumors and focused on to blow it up so that we'd all go cover that like a mother bird with her acting like her wings broken to keep you away from what's really going on, and then using people. That's how it works. There have been an unreported 1,500 pedophile arrests have been made nationally since Trump took office. That's February 28th, folks. That's a month old today. Let's pull up the town hall from last week. It's now over, what, 3,000 arrests? An all-time record in a year. And it's not just child porn, folks. It's people with kids that have been kidnapped. You think every kid would be, here's little Joey. He disappeared 4 years ago out of his backyard. He was found in a cage. But because it's government officials and folks that got caught, that story has been shut down. Let's pull it up. 474 with 29 kids in bondage who were industrially being raped, being held for the groups. It's KTLA. You guys want me to show you? Well, let's just go through the entire document cam stack right now. One way we don't get it out. Here we go. Missing black girls in D.C. spark outrage, prompts call for federal help. Days later, don't worry, they're all just runaways. That's right. Little girls disappearing out of their backyards. Let's not worry about them. Continuing here, ladies and gentlemen. After exposure of pedophile, BBC Star probe widens to UK Parliament. Unindependent. Police launch criminal investigation into members of Parliament child sex ring. Jimmy Savile was part of satanic ring, including the royal family. The Express. Here it is. 474 arrested, 28 sexually exploited. I'm sorry, it's 29 children rescued during statewide human trafficking operation. LASD. KTLA. Zero follow-up. In fact, I want to send our reporters I'll be news desked out there to L.A. to talk to the groups, to cover it, to talk to the cops and find out what's going on. Because here's the deal. You want hardcore reporting on the U.N. sex rings and all the trafficking and all of it? You're going to get it here. Always have, always will. And it just goes on and on and on and on. Notice you never hear about spirit cooking in the news anymore. Always pizza, pizza, pizza. Yes, is there code words using pizza? Did they report back into the 80s? Weird stuff going on at big pizza places. You know, they had a rat for a mascot. I say anything against that place, but we saw those reports and always heard those rumors of kids disappearing. That was a big issue. That's been in the news. But then it doesn't mean it's some random pizza place, even if some, and I'm not getting into what went on in D.C. The point is that this is the big issue. This is what I'm focusing on. This is what we're going to get into. We have confirmed 29, 28 kids. We have confirmed hundreds arrested. Sex slavery, living in cages. That needs to be magnified and will be. The sex slave scandal that exposed pedophile billionaire Jerry Epstein. Again, London Guardian, you name it. Bill Clinton flying this special island. Epstein, the billionaire pedophile, with links to Bill Clinton, Kevin Spacey, Robert Maxwell, and Prince Andrew. Who is Laura Silsby? She was the top-level Clinton official in Haiti, caught smuggling out the kids, convicted, and Hillary in the WikiLeaks is in there trying to cover it up, and it's in the State Department information. So, oh yeah, there's the Hill article. There was also one in Town Hall. Why the MSM is ignoring Trump's sex trafficking bust. That's right. That's right. Donald Trump is going to get somebody killed, the Washington Post says, in, you know, because he's connected to me and we're covering all this crap. Oh, here's some of the latest stuff. Former Northeast Ohio mayor admits to raping four-year-old. Oh, yeah, this latest illegal that they caught raped a two-year-old. But nothing was done, of course. Air Force colonel sentenced for child porn. Fox News. I always say about the child porn, but never the actual sex slaves. A lot of times it's somebody they set up if it's just child porn. It's the actual trafficking, folks. Oklahoma state senator charged with engaging in child prostitution. See, boom. Reportedly caught in the actual act. High-profile pedophiles, Army colonel, top attorney, and politician arrested in latest child sex sting. We're going to start investigating this. We're going to send our teams all over the country. We're going to go after every single organization and group out there, but with hard facts where there are busts going on. We're not going to run off when the New York Times and the Washington Post and CNN, all when nobody's talking about a particular pizza place, they start covering it, and I'm 5 days in wondering why we're covering it, and I got a gut feeling, and I go, pull out of this right now. You watch, and boom, you see what goes down. They all make it the fake news. There's no pedophilia in America. A child's never been abused. It doesn't exist. No vaccines ever hurt you either. That's the stuff they're putting out right now. Bald-faced lies. And we just sit here and ignore all the giant. By the way, I told you these busts were coming. I was told that by high-level Trump people. They said he's going to make a major move. And, of course, you notice that's in interviews he's done and tweets he put out years ago. We ought to kill pedophiles, how much he hates pedophiles. You don't think being in New York around all this, he isn't aware of what a lot of these scumbags are into? He's into gorgeous Eastern European women. Who wouldn't be? Who could ever not be into that? Never get tired of that, huh? He's into great, healthy family success. Green pastures, baby. The globalists aren't. So we need your prayers and your support because they know InfoWars and Drudge exposed the whole Podesta thing with the spirit cooking. It was the number one story for 3-4 days. It did influence the outcome of the election, and they didn't know what to do. And that's why I believe from my research they had their operatives go out, knowing that there was some smoke and things in different areas, but then diverting with media attention, getting us to jump on the bandwagon. And my gut, my spidey sense was dead on that front. And that's why we've clarified groups that are innocent or where you can't go one way or the other to just say right there, boom, we're not going to be sucked into, you know, these type of things. It's like Karl Rove famously reportedly would put fake stuff in a dossier of a lot of real stuff and then give it to Dan Rather. And then when Dan Rather reported it, they'd have him. See how that works, ladies and gentlemen? So regardless, you want to keep whatever. The point is that definitely from what we've seen, there's powerful actors at the highest levels pushing a narrative of violence, wanting to have some events take place so they can demonize any investigation of pedophilia as illegal or criminal, have it be a new protected group. NAMBLA wants that at the UN, where you can't criticize pedophiles. And you've seen Salon and others, the cutting edge of the left, say, be nice to pedophiles. People threaten them. And then have a guy on that says, I like five-year-old girls, but it's okay. And now they push that everywhere because they want to normalize that. We've got their game plan. We know how to beat them, just like on COG, just like on everything else. We've got them. And if you'll just listen to me, I'm risking my life and everything doing this. We're under attack like no one else but the president, because they understand that, yes, the president listens, and yes, Bannon listens, but they know how accurate I am because they have access to everything now. And now it's gone from people listening to me to now in the Pentagon and military everywhere, people are saying, I am the number one person to listen to, period.
Empire.
Because this is all I do is focus on this.
Alex Jones.
It's not about bragging.
Radio Network.
We know how to beat them. Listen to me.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
They say you can't take on the man and win. That one small company doesn't stand a chance against the corporate behemoths with all their money and lawyers. But they don't know Harry's. How's Harry's done it? Simple. By owning the factory and selling directly to you. Harry's sells their incredible razor blades online. They ship directly from their site to you and do it for a lot less. And while those other guys rake in huge profits, Harry's passes the savings directly back to you. The result? A quality shave and more money in your pocket. Don't believe it? Try Harry's for yourself, for free. Just pay $3 in shipping when you sign up. Your set comes with a razor, shave gel, travel cover, and a post-shave balm. That's an almost $20 value, free. There's no catch and no commitment. You can cancel anytime. And quality is always guaranteed. So go to Harry's.com now and enter code 5000 at checkout. That's Harry's.com, code 5000. Again, 5000.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Out on the road for 40 days. Last night in Little Rock, left me in a haze. Sweet, sweet Connie was doing her act.
She had the whole show.
And that's a natural fact.
Live on now.
With Kenny Kane.
I got to tell ya.
Hoka is his game. Booze and ladies, keep it right.
Keep it right. As long as we can make it to the show.
Now, I'm a good boy.
don't get my booze anymore. We're an American band, not a Russian band. Get that straight. But America is about a lot of people coming together with shared values of freedom. Not having a safety net, ladies and gentlemen. But Wild Wild West! What in the wide, wide world of sports the heck is going on here? Four young Chiquitos in Omaha! Feeling right, it's a Saturday night. The hotel he was out of sight. Yeah, but see, I guess the Underground Railroad likes Chiquitas, you know, grown women. Some people aren't into that, folks. But notice all the established people will beat men over the head for liking women. That's just because they got the wrong taste. If they were in the club, everything would be all right. Yeah, I'm an American baby. I ain't into kids. I just want to throw up. Oh, we're coming to your town. We're coming after the pedophiles. We're coming after their networks like never before. You attack the Hydra, what happens? Board heads sprout. That's my rule. It's metaphysical. And now it's time for us to take the gloves off. We're an American band coming to your town. We're going to burn your New World Order down. All right, Paul Joseph Watson from London, England, is going to be joining us coming up soon in the near future. He tells me next month or two he's going to work it out and come spend 2 weeks with us and co-host Paul Joseph Watson. So I am very, very excited about that. I never feel good on the defense. I'm never on the defense. Anything that looks like defense is tactical. Everybody should understand that. I want to take a few phone calls for Paul Watson. It's on. I meant to take more calls. I should have taken more calls. I got a bunch of clips I haven't gotten to. But what do you think of them openly now, not just having Rosie O'Donnell or Michael Moore saying overthrow Trump or kill Trump or martial law, but the Washington Post, Foreign Affairs of the CFR, Public Affairs of the Washington Post, all these other publications, and now the Atlantic saying, yeah, COG is ass. And we got to put the reports out now from all our deep research over the years. I'm going to shoot a special report tonight that we're going to put out. I'm going to do a live emergency report, but with Rob Dew, with all these clips lined up, because we'll have more time. Maybe I'll do it at 4 o'clock today, or 3 o'clock, when Watson ends. You know what I'm going to do? I'm tempted to come in here at 3 o'clock when the main show ends, do a whole other commercial-free hour live, staying on our main streams, and also going out over satellite stations on it, to really just lay out the history of COG, how it's happening, how I know what they would do next. I mean, you understand nobody was saying COG 3 months ago when Trump won and saying they would plan this and they'd build up like this, this, and that to this point. Because most folks don't study these things. And most people don't have a radio show or TV show or the background or the infrastructure to have all the proof at their fingertips. But that's not the issue about me being right. I'm telling you I'm right and I'm on target. Because they're now have the crosshairs on the president, and their finger is going on the trigger, and this thing has basically no pressure on it. This is a hair trigger, and they are the Death Star is clear to fire. And I just looked at, we're ruled by Michael Moore and Pelosi and weirdos like Soros and all the scrabbling little rat-like reporters that have almost no audience, but together with hundreds of shows can put out hoaxes and frauds, and just to look at the hoaxes they put out about Russia and myself and Trump and just the despicable nature of these people and to watch them openly trying to wreck the economy. What do you think we should do about this? And what do you think about them calling Obamacare repeal failure on day 65? What was Friday? Day 65, 60, whatever? I mean, where are we now? How many days in the presidency are we today? I don't know. Look at the calendar. They're calling him getting so much done. And then they wanted to repeal Obamacare next year. He said, no, let's do it, showing that Paul Ryan was doing this on purpose. And then Paul Ryan butchers it on purpose. And then Trump calls his bluff because at least it kills the main Obamacare and the forced mandate. And still, they wouldn't pass it. That's the Republican leadership's fault. Look at the Tea Party keeping them honest. They're the real MVPs here. But I'll be honest. Trump's done so much good that I can't even list it all in my mind. This was a bad move going along with Paul Ryan's bill, but then I think, what would it be like being the president right now, where they're openly trying to set up his overthrow and saying it in the newspaper? The guy, everybody else is cowards. They're saying all this in the news to get the generals to turn against him and his cabinet. A bunch of them are cowards. Because not all of them are fatalistic and are tripled down believing he can restore the republic. Donald Trump is absolutely on target right now. He's been in office 67 days, so yeah, Friday would have been. I was going from memory, I said 65. I'd say like 63, 64. David Gergen, worst 100 days in any president's history. What? The most fantastic, with the global elite in full panic, with prosperity back, people celebrating, $3 trillion in the stock market, and you are openly, traitorously in the news trying to kill the prosperity and saying you're doing it. And if Trump comes out and says the sun came up in the morning, you say there is no such thing as the sun. Now, Spicer, well, you know, the shadow government, the deep state are blocking us. They're all on the news admitting they're ignoring him. It's called deep state. CNN's like, well, the deep state knows how to deal with him. Yeah, Chuck Schumer, yeah, the spies will really bite him in the butt. Trump better watch it. And then Brennan, the admitted, Wahhabist, says, watch your mouth, Mr. President, 2 days before he leaves the CIA. That shows belligerent evil. Haughtiness. And I just want to make sure. If we got to bang heads with these people, it's effective, and no matter what happens to us on the front line, they go down, because that's all I want. And let me just give you a little newsflash. I've predicted everything so far. My gut tells me we've got a 90% shot at victory right now. That's why they're so desperate. And if you keep pushing and get more people awake, it's like 99%. Here's the problem. It could be a Pyrrhic victory in that nukes go off. They start a war with Russia to try to stay in power. But, you know, it's actually better that happened than they keep control, because they want to kill the spirit and actually take their time with our kids and our culture and really mutate everything. And so is it better your kid be 6 months, you know, in a dungeon getting raped by these people historically as an allegory? Or is it better it be nuclear war for them? 6 months of torture or nuclear war? And I don't mean that literally. It's more of an analogy, but the media will take it out of context. But that's where this is going. That's where we are. And you understand what I'm saying to you is total truth. That's why they hate this broadcast. It's total truth. It's right there. Our enemy is the most degenerate, wicked, twisted group. Imagine them all trying to hold up Hillary and all these scumbags like she's a goddess, calling her a goddess on CNN in white robes, in like some cult, and the cult wants to end the family and shorten the language and make us all dumbasses and ban whiteboards and ban people. What's the article today where the guy had a name like Groper, a German name? A Gropers? Groper? It's not even Groper, it's a Groper. And they're banning that on his license plate. They're like looking for hurtful things in the clouds. When it does, it's an assault on everything. They knowingly know what they're doing. And then they've got all these miserable losers that have been sabotaged at a young age into this cult who were so pissed. Again, I'll use the analogy 1,000 times. I'll use it again. It's like The Last Man on Earth, Vincent Price. It's such a classic. The original zombie movie, by the way. Yeah, there's the article on Infowars.com. Grab her. So it's not even grope her. I was going from it's Nova Scotia. Well, that's Canada. Grab her. See, just like grab her, like grab her out of the water or grab her before she falls down. Or, you know, boy, I tell you, she likes you. You better marry her. You better grab that girl. It's not even grope her. I was going from memory. It's grab her. I'll take a few of your phone calls. I don't know how far we can go, but it's 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. I just know that I'm perpetually guilty that I've not done enough, because I know who these people are. I know what they're up to, and my body runs out of energy, and I apologize for that, and I apologize I'm not as strong as I should be in the face of this, but I'm just asking all of you, will you pray for us and support us and pray for your own family and really think about the cost of what we're up against and understand that financial support of this broadcast, buying the products, we have the X2, the good halogen, along with the selenium, BioTrue selenium together. such a power punch. Read the reviews, these things together. Most people are deficient in both of these. If you don't have iodine, you have lower IQ. You can't produce your hormones. Your glands will absorb the bad halogens instead of the good halogen. You die without it. InfoWarsLive.com or 888-253-3139. Little secrets like this. China started adding iodine about 20 years ago to its rural villages. Oh, and guess what? One out of three kids don't have Down syndrome now. Just look it up. Oh, my goodness. They can actually talk. You can Google here, trying to put them crappy iodine in the 30s in the salt in the Midwest because the giant goiters and so many kids were mentally retarded, and then up the IQ on average 15 points. You might want to research it yourself. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. That's 30% off right now, and your purchase is absolutely essential. It might be a month or two till we get more of the Super Blue back in. It's going to sell out today. We've got the children supposedly coming in Friday. We'll see if that happens. It's been delayed twice. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or 888-253-3139. I got a bunch of clips I didn't get to. Nunes, why I would not continue as Intel chair. I mean, why would he? You're not supposed to talk to the president now? It's a total cult. Like, no one talks to anyone in the government except Democrats. Everyone else is a Russian spy but us. Even though historically you've had the Russians, you know, puppeteering you before the fall of the Soviet Union. Hispanic American contractor, that was powerful. I played that. We've got a bunch of clips here. Morning Joe calls Nunes. Clowns call for Nunes to recuse himself as Intel chair. Totally sick. Sheriff Clark has comments on that. I want to play that. Let's play Morning Joe. Clowns call for Nunes to recuse himself. And this is the daughter of Zbigniew Brzezinski, who is one of the top enemy brains of the New World Order and writes books admitting everything. And we have to sit there with this demon woman. Here it is.
Who decided that Devin Nunes was qualified? Was qualified to be the House Intel chair.
He has completely undermined himself. It is now proven 10 times over.
Can you pause and rewind this again, please? I love how they use the fact that he always looks very deliberative and very serious and very measured. And then I've also heard he's like, oh, he's a little young. What you mean is he's Hispanic. See, they're so pissed, folks, that the number one group getting elected in the Republican Party is women and Hispanics. And then, oh, Hispanics get to be rich now? And be, oh, my God. And if Hispanics weren't under colonialism in Mexico, that same culture, they are great additions to the Republic. And if the Hispanics ever figure that out, and the Republicans, you know, here, come run it all. Just don't take the guns and be for private property. Here, run the committees, run here. We'll put a Hispanic president in. Whites will vote for you in 10 seconds. Blacks, you men are. And they're so pissed that all these Hispanics are getting power positions now. They're flipping out. You see that in the Democratic Party? No, you don't. You don't see that, do you? No, you don't. Because they're the most racist, insular group I've ever seen in my life. And so, oh, Nunes just, let's have a bunch of, like, let's have this former congressman had a dead intern found, suspiciously, in his office. But no investigation because he's a good boy. Let's just remember that. You've got the daughter of one of the biggest mass murderers in history and sitting next to a guy who's found a dead body in his office. But that's okay because they're good people, right? Should we go around the other host, tell you about them? This is quite a crew. But, oh, Nunes. Did somebody tell this? Oh, I won't even say this because they'll say I said that. Right, well, let's go back to him.
Just reality. And so that's the question everyone's asking. Should Congressman Devin Nunes recuse himself from leading the House Russia investigation?
Let me think about
as
this.
As if it's a question.
Yes.
No, it's not funny, actually.
I'm not saying it's
would
funny.
It would be
it's preposterous.
Funny if it wasn't so serious.
I don't think they have. I think if they had information that was damning to the Obama administration, it would be in your newspaper by now.
And again, the YouTube users splice those clips, but they're talking about, oh, it's not a laughing thing, or he's not qualified. They're laughing at him with their body language, saying, oh, let's not laugh. Trump said, I won't tell the enemy we're going to strike, and I won't release classified info. Trump won't commit a crime leaking the information. And that's what they're trying to get at is, oh, was he giving Trump secret info? Was Trump giving him secret? But it was to someone cleared to get it. So Trump is following the law, knowing they're trying to trip him up in anything. Let's go ahead and go to another clip, and I'm going to your phone calls. Let's go to Sheriff Clark, who knocks it out of the park, breaking down what's going on. Here it is.
Did they use, under the guise of legitimate
intelligence gathering and legitimate surveillance, was that a ruse to really surveil the president? And the next question, logical question after that, is who knew what, where, and when? And did the president know at the time, then President Obama?
You know, you're not going to find Barack Obama's fingerprints on this, but he's all over this. He's not stupid enough to have ordered or directed or have been involved in any of the conversation. Might not be able to prove this, but he knew what was going on. I'll tell you what, I'll put myself in his position. If something like this was going on in Milwaukee County in my agency, some high-level investigation, and somebody didn't tell me about it, I wouldn't be real happy about it. So, you know, it's one of those things that we'll never get be able to work this thing back toward the president, the former president, but he's all over this thing.
And this is the upside-down world. That's what Trey Gowdy said, Congressman. The Intelligence Committee head is supposed to talk to the president. There's an investigation going on about the spying. Again, they admitted all this months ago they're spying. And Trump went, that's illegal, and you shouldn't have leaked it. They went, we never did that. We never did that. Hoping the goldfish went, oh, that's right. Can we get an intro with the goldfish? I've only seen the thing like five times with my kids. I guess I'm a goldfish memory now. Dory? Is that the name of the goldfish in Finding Nemo that can't remember anything 30 seconds later or 10 seconds later? I guess a goldfish has like a 7 second. I think this species of whatever it's called, a Caribbean fish, has like no attention span. Like you can swim over to it and try to kill it with a spear gun, and a minute later it'll come right back over and let you kill it. I forget the name of the fish, but I read about it once with my kids. One of my kids did a report on it like 3 years ago, but I guess I'm kind of getting goldfish memory. But it's like, my name's Alex Jones. And 7 seconds later you go, what's your name? So in thousands of newspapers, we're spying on Trump. We have the communiques. We have him calling as a Russian agent. Oh, we're going to bring it out to create the illusion. But actually the Intel Committee goes, well, we've seen it. There's nothing there. They go, shut up, Nunes. There's no intelligence reports. You're never supposed to. So he goes and shows the president. The president goes, yeah, we've got him. So they sit around their lawyers. They go, well, you're the head of the Intelligence Committee. You can come out and say you've seen the evidence. You just can't say where from. And then they say he's a Russian agent. Wow. Next level. So we need to go to an intro with Dory. And show like them going, oh, look, we have wiretaps. We're spying on Trump. And then a month later, it's ridiculous. We never did it. And Jennifer going, who am I? Who are you? Where are we? What's going on? Like great white sharks are trying to kill him. And 30 seconds later, she goes, what's going on? How are you doing? He's like, get out of here. There's great white sharks attacking. They're openly in newspapers everywhere saying, let's kill Trump. Let's overthrow him. Let's use COG. Let's seize the government. And by the way, the real danger here is this is going to go off half-cocked. The only reason they haven't done it yet is because they know it's going to blow up in their face. But they're so crazy, they might just do it. They're acting like they're going to try to overthrow Trump. They're saying they are. They're now selling the idea everywhere. The media has gone completely Soviet beyond any lies I've ever seen in history. So we've got to make this the big debate in talk radio. It's not about who's the biggest host. I could care less. It's not about any of this. It's about survival now, folks. You understand, they get Trump. I'm all in with Trump because we're now bound at the hip, folks. They're coming after me. I'm enemy number one after Trump. We're going to hang together or hang separate. I said I'll never give up. If Trump was to sell out, which I don't think he can physically do and whatever, and then sell out to him, I'd probably just leave the country. I don't know what to do at that point. But I swore not to leave the country. It's just, what if your country leaves you? This is so real. I just wish everybody knew. This is so dire. It's never been more insane. And then look who's running it. A bunch of crazies that want to bring in radical Islam and are connected up to their eyeballs with pedophiles and convicted pedophiles and UN child sex trafficking, and it's all over the news. But just one article per giant bust of kids in cages. We covered it earlier. And then they try to use everybody's reporting on something that's a little off to then say there's no such thing as pedophiles worldwide. I mean, that's how dumb they think we are. It's not going to work. You know, I have a Machiavelli inside of me, and I don't let it take control of me, and I don't let it operate, because then it's like the Ring of Mordor. You could end up using it, you know, against the enemy, evil to win, and then you become evil. But some people, Machiavelli, have looked into what's currently going on, and they go, oh, my God, this is six-level chess. We see what Alex did. It's not quite like that. See, in God's plan, it works a little bit different than that. No matter what they do, and we're trying to be righteous and good and honorable and just ask God for the help, no weapon formed against us prospers. Understand that? And so no matter what they do, Now, let's say the Democratic Party starts suing people, and it's the Democratic Party that's running around threatening this all over. Imagine what happens in the depositions when anybody connected, we can depose them, and we got deep pockets. See? But then I think that's not the path. But if they choose that path, you know, the path sending our reporters, our best investigators, to cover the kids found in dungeons all over the country and the giant pedophile roundup that Trump's involved in that no one in MSM will cover. They'll cover the individual cases, but not like they should. I mean, how sensational is dungeons with kids in California confirmed, 474 arrested, a bunch of them government officials, and that's just one of these big busts. It's hundreds and hundreds every couple days now. And it isn't just child porn. It's the sex slaves, and it's high government officials. We now know how they're controlling. We've known this for a long time. Massive busts going on all over England, by the way. People believe that Trump's leading, so they're putting their necks out, their lives out. You think these cops going after pedophile rings are getting threatened? You think they're going through a lot of hell? You think people aren't coming after their family? Think the military that's fully aware of this doesn't know? It isn't being targeted in ways I'm not allowed to tell you about? And I'm not, you know, I don't want to intimidate people either, but the type of folks this is happening to are really hard to intimidate. But bad, I mean, stuff's going on, folks, it's so horrible that when people expose this type of stuff and start exposing it and start reporting on it, a week later, their daughter gets kidnapped and raped. A week later, people get told, you shut your mouth. They don't. Why do you think we had Tonto of fame and you know, one of the greatest heroes living, of Benghazi? He said, I got your back, Alex. I'll be there whenever you need me. He meant that. He knows what's going on. We're not Russians. We're Americans. We're here. This is it. This is the resistance. You knew there'd be one, right? You're the resistance. We're in this together. Understand how epic it is. Understand you didn't want to be a leader. You are, ladies and gentlemen. I know a lot of military people who have got their families on ranches hidden. Now, things have gotten so bad. The people that know where the bodies are buried, the people that know how to respond to this, are digging in and getting ready to go on the offense, ladies and gentlemen. So let me just tell the New World Order something. You think six guys held down 500 of your jihadis and killed 300 or 400 of them in Benghazi? Imagine when everybody knows the globalist names and all these globalists have security details of people that hate their guts. You people are crazy. You talk about a tiger by the tail. Let's come to the next segment. I said I'd take calls, but I'm out of time. Robert in California, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Thank you for opening my eyes. Thank you for X2. I saw Joe Rogan at the Comedy Store in L.A. a couple months back, and he was a special guest anyway. He was staring me straight in the eye, and I was thinking, go on Alex Jones, Joe. Go on Alex Jones. Anyways, it was highly odd that we went to see this guy, Maz Jobrani. He's a Persian stand-up comic, and both he and Aziz Ansari was a special guest. He came out of the back randomly. So did Kevin Nealon. Kevin Nealon was great. Anyways, both Maz Jobrani and Aziz Ansari talked about this Adam Saleh guy, this guy that got kicked off the airplane for he said for speaking Arabic, like he does it on purpose. And they both spoke about Pizzagate. And I thought it was so odd that two comics tell the same jokes, and it's both deception at the same show. And then Joe got on there, and he was totally lucid.
Now, were they saying Pizzagate was real, or they were saying it wasn't?
We're joking. Ha-ha, Pizzagate. And I was snoring.
Yeah, well, here's the deal. Again, pizza is a code word for pedophilia. That's admitted. We're not saying every pizza place is involved or any of these places. The point is, yeah, there's a major leftist deal to basically say pedophilia doesn't exist now, or to have Nambla, you know, in salons saying, it's great, let us date your daughter. And so that's why they use then people making mistakes on reporting on other people's reports is you know, every news channel in the country, every radio station in Austin took what I did last week, lied about my retraction, said that I said pedophilia doesn't exist. Hillary Clinton's a perfect person. I didn't say any of that. I said specifically some of the reports out there about that pizza place in D.C. were not accurate, and I apologize for it. That's all. It's a normal correction. They try to, again, twist it, thinking the public's dumb and don't know what a correction is. But don't worry. We're going to go all in like we've always done, but next level. We're going to expose all of it. Get ready.